Carmel Anderson is contemplating a mannequin. Wrapped in a purple organza skirt, the mannequin's arms are pinned to her chest with an ace bandage. The piece is called Bound, and if you look closely, the mannequin's fingertips are lightly touching. Abuse is subtle, Anderson says, and she wants to show that with her work.
Sometimes there's not bruises, but the control is psychological or financial or different ways. So the question is, can she break free or not? And that's the piece for people to look at and ask themselves, or look, you know, what do they see in this piece? And again, everybody will see something different.
Anderson's exhibit, Unheard Voices, Unheard Wisdom, is meant to inspire that kind of contemplation. All around her are other mannequins displaying other psychological aspects of domestic violence and sexual assault. Her show, which debuted in Ketchikan 3 years ago, was motivated by a conversation she had with the former director of a local women's shelter, struggling to raise funds.
People can't go to a shelter to view a shelter. You know, we can't be invited into that because of privacy and security. And so this is a big part of why I'm doing the show, is to raise awareness.
It was a big leap for Anderson. She spent 2 decades in the fashion industry, working at one point for Lacoste and Carter's, but switched to fine art in 1999 after her first daughter was born.
I loved fashion in many, many ways, but it didn't connect with my inner purpose of life, and that is to show the inner beauty and strength of the soul.
And her textiles became a way to access the inner life of another person. We enter a different room. There's a closet. Inside is a chiffon dress embroidered with pink flowers. It's a party dress meant for a child. But on the back, Anderson has painted a red target.
And really what it signifies is that some children are born into situations where their chance of getting out unhurt are very slim. That, you know, it's not that they're bad kids. It's not like they deserved it. It's just sometimes simply the situation they were born into.
It's a powerful artistic statement based in fact. Alaska's children are 56% more likely to be abused than the national average. That's according to a report from the Alaska Children's Trust, who co-sponsors the exhibit. And Anderson isn't the only person whose art is on the wall.
So these are canvas squares that represent currently Ketchikan, Anchorage, and Juneau. And I hope to be getting a few more squares from Sitka.
We're now standing in front of a patchwork of squares held together with safety pins. On each one is a statement written in black marker. There are messages of support, like, you are not alone, and stories too. One businessman wrote about how powerless he felt as a child watching his mother endure physical abuse. Anderson calls this piece the Hope Quilt.
It's kind of a mix of sadness, but also joy and triumph. And if you really want to understand the problem, it's a wonderful piece to spend some time reading what our neighbors and in our communities have shared.
And it's more neighbors than you'd think. According to the 2012 Alaska Victimization Survey, nearly half of women in Sitka reported experiencing intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both at some point in their lifetime. Anderson plans to bring her show to other communities in Alaska, like Dillingham and Utqiagvik. There, as in Sitka, she hopes the art will allow people to access a difficult topic. No words needed.
You know, this is what it's about. It's unheard voices, unheard wisdom. So it's giving power and voices to those that may not have been heard.
Anderson's recent showing was co-sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council and Sitkins Against Family Violence. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.